I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
Such a beautiful day, I thought I'd step outside the ABC studios and go for a walk with my guest this week on Meet the Mob. His name is Blaine Welsh, and he's just designed and published his own comic. Blaine, what's it called?
It's called Boomerang. Part one, Kyra's Awakening.
Who's Kyra?
Kyra is one of the main characters. She's a young girl who's soon to discover throughout the story that she's a lot more powerful than meets the eye. And it's also dedicated to the memory of young Kyra Hamilton, who sad little cousin of mine that sadly passed away some 3 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you've dedicated this to her, and this little comic looks like it's all totally dedicated to Aboriginal young people. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I've been kicking the idea around for a while that what the Indigenous kids really need is a role model, a positive role model, and really a pride figure. And that's what I'm creating through the characters of this ongoing series.
And this is a comic. This is a comic that you've actually designed, invented, and published on your own?
I kicked the idea around for years. Recently, though, realised that it's something that's really needed and screamed out for. I study a lot of language, I learn a bit of Chinese, and I started thinking, well, I've got to do, it's my responsibility to learn my old language, the traditional language, and with the various skills I had, it all just got put together.
So what is your traditional language, Blaine?
Originally my father hails from Coonamble, Gamilaroi country. So I identify as a Gamilaroi, member of the Gamilaroi tribe. But after Dad got taken away under the White Australia policy, obviously the disconnection happened, and now that's my responsibility to pick it up again.
Where is Gamilaroi country?
Gamilaroi country is in the northwest slopes and plains, around Tamworth. Primarily down to Coonamble, up through Moree, and it dips into parts of southern Queensland.
Did you grow up around there?
No. As I said, Dad was taken as a baby. He grew up in Sydney, so I grew up here in Newcastle pretty much my whole life.
So your dad was taken as a child and taken to Sydney, where you grew up?
He was taken to Sydney, where I was born. But as I said, I grew up in Newcastle. I was only there for a few months. I was a few months old. He went out to Sydney, got himself a trade when he was 15. He's been working ever since as a printer. Because of that connection, obviously you can understand I'm very visual. And also, gratefully, his firm, Print National, which helped him out a lot after his trade disappeared because of automation, is also the one that's sponsoring me and helping me out to make this comic happen. So
that's your dad. What about your mum's side of the family?
Our mum's more traditional. She met Dad when she was down doing uni, studying her second degree, but now runs and manages Wickham Preschool around the corner, and has done so for, well, she's been with KU in the local area since I've been here, so close to 30 years now.
So she's non-Aboriginal?
No, mum's non-Indigenous. Mum's comes from a Welsh and English background, and my father comes from an Aboriginal and an Irish heritage.
I'm guessing, Blaine, that a non-Aboriginal woman marrying an Aboriginal bloke may have possibly had some hurdles associated with it back in that time?
Well, I think really that's it. You've got to understand, for people like, say, my cousins and second-generation style, and it was a different time frame. 20 years ago, there was a fair degree of rift in my family. At the end of the day, I didn't meet my Indigenous side of my family until I was 12. So it was always this separate, segmented thing. And when the family came back, suddenly I got to see two very, very different examples of family.
Can you take me there for you being a 12-year-old meeting all these other people that were family?
Certainly can. I was 12. My mum's side of the family, we're not really a touchy-feely, huggy family. And then you can imagine as a 12-year-old boy suddenly being introduced to a lot of Aboriginal aunties who all wanted to hug me.
Would it be too much to say that was a turning point in your life?
It was a beginning of a turning point. I mean, we'd always... The thing is, up until that stage, Dad would tell me, you know, you're Aboriginal, son. And I'd go, well, that's interesting. But really, what does it mean? It makes no difference whatsoever. And my little sister and I, we were always very, very close growing up. I was always very protective of her, probably sometimes too much, as big brothers tend to do. But no, now she's like me, strong, independent and capable. And she's off doing her own thing, and she's 7 years or so younger than me. And I think it's just a case that as time progresses, and I know that I'm 29 now, so obviously as I was being approaching 30 and getting older, that's what really drove me to turn around and say, I've got to make a commitment to this. And since I started doing the comic and discovering a lot of this, well, the support and what people need and the skills I have, I thought, well, nice to find your place in the world sort of thing.
So have you shown your sister your comic?
Ah, yeah, no, that's all available and all circulated around the family. They're all pretty happy with what's happening and looking forward to it going well.
So tell me about this comic and what you actually want to do with it, Blaine.
Well, there's a lot. The first thing, what I've really done is created a platform, a universe, a mythological setting that's set in contemporary Australia that enables me to take traditional classic heritage and dreaming stories and create a new environment that the kids are going to find really interesting. What I'm hoping for is that I only have to do one story and there's other Indigenous creators, kids that are into this sort of stuff that want to go and take their own tribal stories, because I can only really do and express from Gamilaroi, from the stories from the Gamilaroi region, but I'd love to find other kids that want to go and do that as well. The way I'm distributing it, I'm not really using a traditional method. I'm going out there probably on a monthly basis every time I bring a new issue out, and I'm taking it out there myself because I want to be using the profits that we're generating to go towards community, local Gamilaroi community projects, and hopefully that model can be then replicated for different tribal regions, giving firstly a way to contemporise the traditional culture, to get the kids interested in that, interested in their language, but above all, demonstrate that using these resources, you can turn around and generate, say, an income to provide for your community. And just a case of sitting down and, yeah, look, I just want to achieve everything I possibly can with it. You know what I mean?
It's a small A5 comic with a big vision, and Blaine Welsh is the creator of it. My guest this week on Meet the Mob on 1233 ABC Newcastle and online from our website and iTunes. So, Blaine, why have you chosen a comic as the device, if you like?
The comic is the medium. The medium's more important than anything else when it comes to any form of art form. I like to say that, you know, a good artist paints paintings and a great artist creates tools to paint on society. Now, the reason I've chosen a physical comic, the reason I've chosen a comic, and most importantly, the reason I haven't gone on a digital, which is probably more what people have seen, is because, firstly, using images, and I describe it on the back as a neo-cave painting, in that that's something we've traditionally done, simple symbolic images to tell a story. That's exactly what a comic book provides. I can use very colourful visual images to really appeal and tell a story to the kids. Even if they don't have the greatest grasp of English language, they can still follow the story along. And finally, the reason I wanted to make it a physical object is because at the end of the day, unfortunately, with the technological schism, for a lot of uncles and aunties, sitting down with a computer or a laptop with a comic on the laptop, they'll only see the laptop. And they'll miss all the opportunity they have to re-engage with these young kids that, you know, over the last generation or so haven't really been active in pursuing their heritage. Using this, it becomes a tool that mum and dad can sit with, read with, work with, and just as much as it's encouraging the kids, the fact that probably the parents won't be able to read a lot of their own lingo hopefully is going to act as a bit of nag value and get them stepping up and start preserving their language as well.
You're 29 years old, you're a graphic designer, and you live in Newcastle. What do you do for your spare time?
In between doing the comic at the moment, I've been involved in the youth programs here for 13 odd years, and they recently had to shut the loft down, the youth venue, so I've begun trying to establish working towards establishing what I call a NAN, or a Newcastle Youth Activities Network. I'm really fascinated in politics and just the role the technology is going to have in updating our personal freedoms and what we have here in Australia.
So you're a bit of a geek?
Oh, I'm not just a bit of a geek. I am an alpha geek.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Whatever makes me feel good. I grew up on 90s rap, actually. But other than that, jazz, blues, I don't know. Music's about emotion more than anything else.
You said you're a bit of an alpha geek. How much time do you spend online a day?
Online? I'm on computers permanently online. That's the thing about I've found myself now basically full-time drawing pretty pictures, which is not necessarily something I expected to see out of my career options. But I've always got that connectivity. And the thing is, more and more, that's just the way of society. We are a constantly connected organism now. And we need to accept that, work within it, and use it to enhance our, you know, what we have.
It's 2013 now. Cast your mind forward 10 years, Blaine. Look into the crystal ball. What would you like this to become?
Ooh, well, I've got years worth of plot line, and the comic works well, then that's going to be even better because it's also going to encourage reading skills, literacy, and direct connection. But obviously the pipe dream is I love to see that as a 5:30 cartoon. The end of the day after school, the same as I grew up with Dot and Blinky Bill. I want to see Australian cartoons for Australian kids. Boomerang provides, I think, it's going to be an exceptional and a very exciting universe. And as I said, it's not just for the Indigenous kids. They have a unique advantage in that there's a reason I'm doing it for the Indigenous kids. But I think you'll find that every little Aussie is going to find this pretty cool. So, yeah, I'd love to see an animated series. And maybe even if, you know, things work out well, I'd like to maybe down the track put together my own studio, creative studio, for producing Australian artwork and Australian creative for the Australian marketplace rather than trying to sell ourselves to America.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.